Mashallah, in the bayan of our Shaykh, which Hafiz Ismail was reading out, that we should be very careful who we take our deen from, who we hand our matters off. People who are plundering our deen, you cannot take deen from such people. So we should be very, very careful who we are taking our deen from. And in these days when openly deen is being plundered, it is very necessary, and it is a farz of the ulama that they don't do mudahanat, kitmani ilm. They should expose those people who are plundering and leading people astray. So we should also, in that line, we should be very careful. There is one mufti who his programs are advertised, and then that he is the Khalifa of Hazrat Shah Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullahi. Hazrat's open elan is anyone who appears on TV, YouTube, his Khilafat is cancelled. So he's not a Khalifa of Hazrat. A person who comes on TV, YouTube, etc., mixes freely with women, his Khilafat. Once one South African, a sports person and a school teacher, very prominent, famous sports person, rugby. He became bayat to Hazrat and he took very much to Hazrat. He went and stayed in Karachi also, and Hazrat liked him also very much. And yeah, mashallah, he was turning lot to deen. And he liked Hazrat very much. Hazrat liked him also. But afterwards it came to light, he shaved his beard and he's gone in a different light. So the discussion came, is his Khilafat still in place or not? So Mir Sahib in front of Hazrat said, when he shaved his beard, he shaved his Khilafat himself off. And Hazrat agreed to that. So when we do all these things, then even Khilafat, from whoever we got Khilafat, it doesn't matter. If we do this wrong things like that, our Khilafat also is automatically ourselves. We wipe out our own Khilafat also. Also very important to understand is, mashallah, all the time, this comes over and over, the company of the Shaykh. And also, as it was explained, our niyat must be correct. If our niyat is not correct, then we can spend years and years, we won't benefit one bit. And also, that if we have spent even years, but we haven't got the mizaj of the Shaykh, we don't follow in his way, our thinking is not like the Shaykh, then also there is no Khilafat even in that. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one famous munafiq, Shuraiq ibn Akhnas, he should come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and declare in flowery words how much he loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he loves Islam, etc. But as he leaves the majlis, he goes and causes harm to Muslims. He destroys their crops, etc., all harm. So Allah exposed him. And he said, so if a person hasn't got the mizaj of the Shaykh, he doesn't follow in that. There are those, mashallah, who they say, whatever our Shaykh says, we immediately, we no questions. We also on that side. Finish, there is no question. That is what is a murid. But a murid who is still got his own opinion, and he's got his own ideas, he's not even a murid, forget a Shaykh. A person who's got his own ideas contrary to the Shaykh's ideas is not even a murid. A murid is that person who has made himself fana fi shaykh, that whatever the Shaykh says, he accepts that wholeheartedly. If the Shaykh is wrong, then he advise. But when the Shaykh is right, on this way, as was explained, mashallah, very beautifully, we must be on the path of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ma ana alihi wa ashabi. Nobody is perfect on that path. But that is what we want. Carry on, Allah will take us on that line. And if we are on the opposite path of that, people who were this Gulenist movement, and we support them. We go to their masjid, we take part in all their programs, and they want to spread a deen which is to destroy the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their own modern deen, spreading all this modern, and then the interfaith things. Some people say they accuse these people that they are part of interfaith. But what are you going to say when there is a picture available, photo, where the leader of this of the Matsope Foundation, which is foundation of this interfaith, the biggest, and he's the biggest, richest African black person in the country. He's in charge, he is here, and he's giving a 500 rand check to one of the leaders of these people. And the photo is there, and who can deny it now? And he's telling him, we are giving you this for your sterling services to the Matsofe Foundation, your sterling services to the Abrahamic Accord, that all religions are saying. And Allah reward Maulana Muhammad Master this morning, how beautifully explained that Islam is the deen, one deen. The deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And started right from Ibrahim alayhi salam. What a great deen. So this the people who promote this, and on the list of the Matsofe Foundation, there are many, many groups. In them is the Jamiatul Ulama, Jusa also. In them is MJC also. That these are part of the Abrahamic Accord of that people. And they printed their program they had also. And in there, the time when the MJC will be giving a talk. The time when Jusa will be giving a talk. So clearly we can see. So be on the side of Ma Ana Alayhi wa Ashabi. That Alaykum bi Sunnati wa Sunnati al-Khulafa' al-Rashidin. And nor you, nor me, nor the world can fulfill the right. We're going to fall short. But be on that path. Don't be on the opposite path. The people who are misleading the people. And let us be very careful about our Iman and our Islam, and see who we associate with, who we are supporting, and also that we don't become an accomplice to all this evil. An accomplice is equal in the guna also. We respect and show honor. Today few words are catchwords: peace and harmony, unity and respect. That you must have peace and harmony. Harmony and peace, that the Americans, the Dushman can bomb us, we mustn't speak a word. We must have peace and harmony. That is what they actually mean. It is from their side which we are promoting. And peace and harmony, that a person speaks all the wrong things and then says you must have unity. Don't now attack me. I can say what I want to, but we all must have peace. There is no peace on falsehood. There is no unity on falsehood. Unity, wa atasimu, Allah said, have unity. Bihablillah. Not on the bihabli shaitan. Not with all the terrible wrongs of shaitan. Bihablillah, by the commands of Allah. Have unity on right. There can never ever be unity on batil. Quran Sharif is Al-Furqan. The Quran, that divides the people from haq and batil. And also, many of us, we mislead the people. We say our buzurgs, they also had their differences, but they respected one another. Those differences which we could be accommodated. We also respect the Hanafis, Shafis, Malikis, no problem. But yet when it comes to destruction of deen, which buzurgs of us honored the Bareilvi? Which buzurgs of ours honored the Maududi, or the Qadiani, or the Salafis? Or the people who are doing wrong, where is it? And when they met with people of the opposite camp, it was a quiet meeting, not on a public show, a big jalsa. And that was also to explain and understand for that purpose. And it wasn't done publicly where people can get a wrong idea. Maulana Panandpuri's famous bayan, Mashhoor hona aur hai, Maqbool hona aur hai. To be favored is something else, to be accepted by Allah is something else. So a person can be famous, but he's not got no value by Allah. And a person, nobody knows him, and there are many such people. Sitting here also, we have to sit on the mimbar in there, and there are those people, nobody knows them. If they came, nobody knows. If I didn't come, oh, where's Maulana? Why is he sick? What's happening? So many people didn't come, nobody asked also, but they are maqbool by Allah. They've got great position by Allah Ta'ala. In the same way, muqtada hona aur hai, muqtadi hona aur hai. A muqtada, a person who is in a leadership position, and mostly in a leadership position, your niyyah doesn't matter. Your amal, what the people see. You go to the wrong places, you go to this jalsa, that jalsa. Maulana also went there. And he's a big person, so he must be right, can't be wrong. Everyone takes, and a muqtadi goes, ordinary person, nobody noticed he came and he went also. So there are a lot of details in this whole matter. Whether we go and meet somebody quietly, you go with your one, two people, and you meet him, or you go in a big jalsa, and these people either unwittingly, and that is, they are small pari. They don't see the correct situation. They use the right argument for the wrong purpose. Kalimatu haq turida bihil baatil. The worst is that. And the least is qiyas mahal fari. So there are details of this. Deen is a clear cut. Taraktukum ala albayda. Layluha kanahariha. La yazeeghu anhu illa halikun. Nobody can get destroyed from the clear straight path but a person who is hell bent to go to hell. Only that person can get, otherwise, being of Islam, a clear path. May Allah accept, inshallah, guide us.